It's time now for the WXXI Business Report, which you'll hear every Monday at this time. News Director Randy Gorman, good morning.
All right, thanks, Beth. Well, first off, let's talk about employment. And we've kind of talked about this trend, at least in the numbers in recent months. Latest monthly survey from the State Labor Department shows a drop in private sector jobs for the Rochester area, about 2,400 less in May compared to May of a year ago. That's been a bit of a trend, at least in terms of the last several months, but state labor analyst Tammy Marino does not believe the survey's been accurately reflecting what she says is still a healthy local job market.
Well, it's possible that the job market may have softened somewhat. It's actually much more likely that the sample, and we do use a sample of area businesses to estimate local employment, it's very likely that that sample is not accurately depicting conditions in the local job market.
Marino basing her decision there, conclusion I should say, on other indicators her office looks at, things like filing for unemployment benefits and other data, which she says we are actually seeing a growth in the last several months. As far as which sectors are doing better these days, seasonal like you might expect, construction and leisure in May, but even some gains in manufacturing. Of course, that was a sector that was a bit depressed in recent years. ACM Global Laboratories, may remember that name if you go to the doctor for any kind of a blood test. They do much of the blood and other diagnostic testing around this area. They recently showcased some renovations to their big facility over at Elm Grove Park on Elm Grove Road. They are part of Rochester Regional Health. They do, they say, about 15 million tests every year for doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare providers. It's also the primary work location for more than 400 of the 700 or so employees who work for ACM in this area. I spoke recently to ACM's president, Geeta Ramachandran, and asked her about all the dramatic changes in the healthcare field and, of course, some of the pending changes due to healthcare. She says ACM's always had an emphasis on operating efficiently and competently and does not expect that to change.
As long as we're able to maintain our patient safety and maintain a high quality for clinical outcomes for the providers and do so in a very cost-effective way, I feel we are being very successful.
Ramachandran notes that ACM's employment has nearly doubled over the last several years. Constellation Brands reporting another acquisition late last week. They are enhancing, they say, their portfolio of high-end wines with the purchase of Napa Valley's Schrader Cellars, known for their Cabernet Sauvignon. Terms of that deal were not disclosed. Of course, Constellation, as I mentioned recently, will be reporting their fiscal first quarter earnings. That'll be coming up on the end of the month, June 29th. And the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce launching something they call the Chamber Leadership Initiative. It is a mentoring program for young leaders, also known by the acronym CLIMB. It's a 10-month program designed to connect young professionals with business leaders across multiple sectors of the Finger Lakes economy. Among the companies participating, Wegmans, Constellation Brands, Genesee Brewing, Lidestry Food and Drink, among others, Chamber President Bob Duffy says it's a way to elevate young professionals to the next level of their careers. Beth?
All right. Thank you, Randy. This will be up online later in the day.
Sure will.
All right. That's at WXXINews.org. And that's WXXI News Director Randy Gorman with a WXXI Business Report, which we bring you every Monday at this time.